Mislaid by Nell Zink.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Among the rabble, men, lion ambition is chained down, and crouches to a keeper's hand. Not so in deserts where the grand, the wild, the terrible conspire, with their own breath to fan his fire. E.A. Poe, Tamerlane. Chapter 1. Stillwater College sat on the fall line south of Petersburg. One half of the campus was elevated over the other half, and the waters above were separated from the waters below by a ledge with stone outcroppings. The waters below lay still, and the waters above flowed down. They seeped into the sandy ground before they had time to form a stream, and that's why the house had been named Stillwater. It overlooked a lake that lay motionless, as if it had been dug with shovels and hand-lined with clay. But the lake had been there as long as anyone could remember. It had no visible outlet, and no docks because a piling might puncture the layer of clay. Nobody swam in the lake because of the leeches in the mud. There was no fishing, because girls don't fish. The house had been a plantation. After the war between the states, it was turned into a school for girls, and after that, a teacher's college, and in the 1930s, a woman's college. In the 1960s, it was a mecca for lesbians, with girls in shorts standing in the reeds to smoke. Popping.